Okay, well, I've been speaking quite a lot about the virtues of the BBC press office and the way in which if you want information regarding your favourite BBC programme, whatever it may be, Doctor Who or anything at all, quite frankly, it's all there. It's all published well in advance. If you want information, TV programmes, radio programs, whatever it is, go to the press office website. That's what I've been doing, and I've got this information. Monday, 29th of November. What's going to happen in EastEnders tonight? Well, it says here, a desperate Ryan tries to track down Stacey and Lily in the week's first visit to Walford. Will Kat lead him to where they are hiding? Meanwhile, Masood and Jane take their relationship to the next level with a visit to a hotel. Ian and Zanab, you can tell I don't actually at the moment, I have to confess, I don't actually watch EastEnders, but I'm having a great time reading the synopsis. It's like a little mini novel. It's great. They're anxiously waiting to hear who has emerged victorious in the bid for the argy-bargy. Ryan is played by Neil McDermott, Stacey by Lacey Turner, Kat by Jesse Wallace, Masood by Nitin Ganatra. It's got all the cast list here. This is great. Jane by Laurie Brett, Ian by Adam Woodyatt. Is he still in EastEnders? Wow. And Zainab is played by Nina Wadia. So there you go. You have the full cast list there. Okay. Excellent. That's EastEnders. Monday 29th, that's today, 8 p.m. on BBC One. 9 o'clock is episode 3 of Accused. This is really good, this. Juliet Stevenson and Peter Capaldi star in The Accused, a heart-rending drama about fortitude and endless love. It's been written by Alice Nutter and Jimmy McGovern. Again, why, he's very busy at the moment, isn't he? As Helen Ryland is led up to the dock, there is a defiant look in her eye. Nothing can hurt her now. Some months earlier, primary school teacher Helen sends her son Rob off to his first day of tempting work at a local factory, Maxfield's. Tragically, he is fatally injured in his first hour at work. Yet it is only later that at night that Helen and her husband Frank learn that their only child is dead. Utterly bereft, the Rylands go to Maxfield's to find out what happened. However, while the owner, Alan Maxfield, is sympathetic, he is evasive about the details of the accident. Helen goes to see another boy, Michael Lang, who started work with Rob that fateful day. She wants to hear his version of events, but Michael and his wife, Leanne, are evasive and troubled by Helen's questions. Helen knows something is wrong. With great fortitude and courage, she decides to find out the truth and quash the invidious suggestion that Rob was somehow to blame for his own death. Frank is consumed by grief and sinks into depression, but Helen fights on. Sounds fantastic. That's an excellent... They could make that as a movie. That's a fantastic synopsis for a film. I'd go and see it for a start. Which leads me on to another suggestion. I think I've mentioned this before. In one of my audio boos, why don't they make Doctor Who's? These sometimes sort of the two-part episodes you get. Just do some mini-movies. Just give Doctor Who an extra couple of million. Make some mini-movies. And instead of, or simultaneously, broadcasting it on BBC One, they can broadcast it on the cinemas. The BBC can buy up or sort of give some sort of financial support to local cinemas, and they can distribute the movies in return for free or something. And every Saturday, like in the old days when you'd go to the cinema on in the morning, on the weekend, to watch whoever it was, one of these black and white things, you'd go with the family and watch Doctor Who, pay a couple of pounds. I'd do it. I'd take my family. If you're going to go and watch some, you know, imported film you've never sort of heard of, I'd much rather go and watch Doctor Who. So there's a suggestion there, folks. Doctor Who, every week on the cinema. What a great idea.